This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUES Symposium here in beautiful Maui. And look who we have in the studio lounge. Two fine credit union folks here representing the industry. I'm going to start out ladies first. Renee Christopher from Viridian Credit Union. Renee, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You today.
Welcome. I know. First thing in the morning, here we are. Sun rising.
Beautiful Maui. Yeah. Doesn't get much better than that,
not
right?
Not too shabby. And then right next to me, we have Jeff Disterhoff.
Yep.
Is it T silent or is it?
You can pronounce it however you want. You can say Jeff. That's probably the easiest thing and stuff.
Here's Jeff.
Yeah, do it that way.
From Green State Credit Union. Jeff, how are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for having us.
Good. We were just talking before the recording that Jeff went on a 7-mile run this morning. Congratulations, sir.
I got drug on a 7-mile run.
Ron
Newman carried me and stuff. So.
Well done. Good job on that. So, and welcome and thank you for taking time out. I know you guys are super busy. But my first question is, I'm kind of asking everybody, how's the conference going so far? Any takeaways? Renee, any takeaways so far?
It's been a great conference so far. I think one of the best things about this conference, it's the networking opportunities. Yeah. You get to meet with so many great CEOs, board chairs, other individuals that are really active in the credit union movement. So yeah, it's been a wonderful thing just to connect with people, compare notes, see what's going on in their neck of the woods and in their shops, and then we get to take some of those learnings back. We've had some great speakers that have talked about human capital and negotiating and a lot of different skills that mm-hmm. we can all learn mm-hmm. from. And hopefully it makes us better as leaders and takes us back and makes our credit unions better as well.
Indeed. Yeah. Jeff, any takeaways for you so
far? I just echo a lot of Renee's comments. I think people sometimes have this perception that the conference is the big value, but Renee's spot on. There's learning that takes place in the morning, and then there's learning that takes place literally all day long. Because you're spending time not only with your peers, but also vendors, right? And then you're having an exchange of ideas with your vendors as well. And that process goes, seems like, from 1 p.m. in the afternoon till about
24/7.
Yeah, it is 24/7. So lots of learning, which is fantastic.
Especially if you're on like East Coast time where you're not getting any sleep. And so you're waking up at 2 in the morning. So anyway, so guys, you want to talk about the work Iowa Credit Unions are doing in regards to closing the homeownership gap. And you guys are having a session tomorrow morning. Yeah. By the time this airs, it'll be today. This morning. So tell us, give me a quick overview. Renee, do you want to go first?
Sure.
Give us a quick overview on what you guys are going to be talking about?
Yeah. Well, there are obviously some disparities when it comes to homeownership amongst different racial groups. And we, both of our credit unions, have been doing really great work. And we have different products, we have different services and partnerships and things that we've developed over time. And Jeff started this initiative of 10 over 10. And then a few months back, he reached out and said, "You're doing good work. We're doing good work. Do you want to come together and co-pilot this? And let's roll it out to Iowa Credit Union, see who's interested." And it's been a great initiative for both of us and all the credit unions in Iowa. We've really rallied the troops, and I think we're in a really good spot. What we're attempting to do is just create homeownership opportunities for people that may not otherwise have homeownership opportunities.
Yeah, it's a big topic
right now. And build some wealth and build some even more attachment to our communities and help people and set them up for success in the future and their family members.
Yeah. Well, and homeownership is one of those areas to build wealth or build a firm financial footing.
Absolutely.
That's kind of a foundation, pardon the pun, but it's one of the foundations for sure. What sparked the idea, Jeff? What got you guys going on this?
Unfortunately, it was the George Floyd incident.
Okay.
For us, anyway, a couple years ago, it was a kind of a watershed moment for our institution to step back and say, okay, what things could or should we as an organization, as individuals, be doing to better support people of color mm-hmm. in the communities that we serve? And
mm-hmm.
so we got a group of senior leaders, board members, staff together and came up with like a 12-point plan, and the kind of the cornerstone of it was, as Renee mentioned, the 10 over 10 program. So our commitment was to commit to 10% of our assets to home loans to people of color over the next 10 years. And so at the time, we were roughly $10 billion in assets. And so for us, we committed to $1 billion of home loans to people of color over the next decade. And so our challenge is to get other shops to join us in that commitment. And in the state of Iowa. We were talking about this earlier. We have 12 credit unions that have joined us, and that might not seem like that much numerically, but those 12 credit unions represent 73% of Iowa's assets.
Okay, that's going to make an impact.
And that will make an impact. And so you have a big chunk of money going out in the form of home loans to people that really need that generational wealth creation. Because as we were just talking about, you know, if you were a homeowner 5 years ago, good for you, because a lot of really good things have happened in the last five years. But if you weren't, you missed that opportunity. And an opportunity, you may not think about it today, but what that means in terms of your ability to help pay for your kids' education or borrow for your kids' education or create generational wealth, it just can't be, it can't be overstated. And there's just a big chunk of people who aren't on the same plan as others are.
Yeah.
So even though Iowa's not a terribly diverse state, there's still an opportunity for all of us to do better. That's what we're trying to do.
Well, and I think the other, go ahead, Renee.
Nope, you want that? Just agreeing. Well, absolutely.
Well, the other thing that I think it's going to do is start other credit unions thinking. Once you get, once word really starts to spread about this, you know, in other areas of the country, that might be a bit more diverse.
Yeah.
So, so I think, and pardon the plates.
It's all good.
What happens when you're outdoors at a conference.
Yeah. You know, the other thing I was going to say, and I'm sorry to hijack the bit.
Go ahead.
To me, it's one of those rare intersections where doing good intersects good business. And the reason I say that is that, and I think the United States would be the same way, most of Iowa's population growth over the next 20 years will come in minority populations, right?
Yeah.
In fact, all of Iowa's population growth, and then some, over the next 20 years, will come from minority populations.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
so, as a credit union, it makes sense for us to be at the forefront of that, not only because it's good for our business, but most importantly, because it's good for those Iowans.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, my guess is the United States population growth would have a similar dynamic.
Yeah, that's, I've heard that. It's
and so,
more diverse than ever before. Yeah.
I would think, how cool would it be if credit unions across the country really embraced this opportunity that's not only good for people in the United States, but it's good for business, it's good for credit unions.
Renee, anything to add to that?
I would just say that since we started this work and we really made this commitment, that stems back to 2019 for Viridian, I will tell you that it has built such a great feeling of pride within our team members because they have these success stories. They have these people behind these products. They have people that now have homes that didn't otherwise. And so they take those stories on to the next member and say, okay, how can I make a difference for you? And it's just been a really impactful thing. I think it really makes people feel good. It's really about the credit union movement of people helping people.
Yeah.
So it aligns with what we're here to do. And we're
just proud
to be a part.
When did you start this? When did you guys get this going?
Yeah, we've really been focused on homeownership since, like I said, about 2019.
Right.
We implemented a new product. We started creating partnerships. We focused our individual development accounts on homeownership, closing costs, down payment assistance, those types of things. So for us, it's been a journey for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
We've had great success, and like I said, we've impacted a lot of people's lives, which has been a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
So for us, it's a little bit different journey than Jeff and his team's journey, but it's something that we're really proud of, and just telling our story and how we got to where we're at today.
Do you have any results? I know this is kind of off the cuff here, but do you have any results or any anecdotes to share about some success stories that you were talking about?
Yeah, we've made hundreds of what we call a financial inclusion mortgage. So underwriting criteria is a little bit different for our low-income individuals that are applying for these mortgage loans. We've made hundreds of them, and we've had great success in putting people into homes.
Mm-hmm,
And so, yeah, it's been a great thing for us.
Yeah.
I don't know if you...
Hey, we're just shy of $300 million, so we're well on our way towards the billion-dollar commitment and stuff.
Nice.
And I can't speak to the individual success stories maybe as well as Renee has and stuff, but you know they're out there and stuff, and you love seeing the impact you make, and not just in today's families, but hopefully for families to come.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, and the other thing that I'm thinking as you guys are talking, the indirect result here is that credit unions are on the forefront of doing something like this, and it really puts your name top of mind for financial services for folks. And obviously word of mouth is going to spread throughout these communities and go, hey, you might want to check out that credit union over there. They helped us get this house.
So, you know, the other kind of indirect result of it, right? Sorry to interrupt.
No.
The other comment I would just make too, you mentioned the great success stories you see with our members. The one thing I've also noticed in addition to that is how much our staff have really enjoyed our participation in this program as well. It creates a sense of pride for them.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And so they like seeing their organization, their employer, being on the forefront of something like that, as opposed to reacting to it. They're actually driving it and stuff. And so it's great for the members, it's great for the communities, it's great for your staff. It's a win-win-win situation.
Yeah, yeah, they're making dreams come true.
I know,
yeah,
exactly.
What a fun thing to do for anyone, right?
Yeah.
That's a great thing
to
do.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that part of it, because it makes your staff, your employees, makes them very proud to be a part of an organization like that, which could be a nice little recruiting tool as well, because we all know the really odd, unique labor market that we're in right now, but to bring in some top talent, that's a great way to bring them in and say, hey, look what we're doing in the community here, so, and you can be a part of it. So,
yeah, it really
awesome. So what do you guys want to, what's the big goal for tomorrow's session? What do you guys want to achieve? Obviously, spreading this message and showing folks, hey, this can work for you. What goals do you have, Renee?
Well, I think spreading the message is number one. Yeah. We want to also build some excitement and some engagement and some energy around the initiative that we have going on. We also want to plant the seed that in the future we may be reaching out to other credit unions across the country and asking for them to participate in such a program in their state and really making a difference nationwide. So I think that's the ultimate goal.
Right on. Jeff?
I can't add anything to that. You know, you stole my thunder, which is awesome and stuff. So, our hope, I think, always was to hit the ball hard in the state of Iowa. And if we could do that well, then leverage it to perhaps make it a more regional and then eventually a national kind of push. We've got fans. You know, Rodney Hood, for example, is a huge fan of what we're trying to accomplish here, and he's offered his help in any way that we can. And so it might take us some time. But if we keep having the success that we've had so far, I like our chances.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you guys are setting up pretty good. Pretty good. And what's the program called again, just as a refresher? Is it
10 over 10 is kind of the
10 over 10?
10 over 10.
All right.
Yep.
Good deal. Anything else to add to wrap up?
Thanks for having us this morning.
Oh my gosh, you're so welcome. This is a great way to start my day. So congrats on the success already. Maybe we'll revisit down the line and see how you guys are doing, maybe 6 months or a year from now, and see how you're doing.
We'd love it.
Great.
All right. All right, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Check these rock stars out. They're doing some great stuff. All right, guys.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.